Hello, 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 everyone, and it's your girl Tinky Bell here, and it is time for Manga Review Mondays. Yes, we're finally doing this. We're finally doing this segment. We're finally doing Manga Review Mondays, and oh boy, I have a lot to say, but I think I'm gonna kind of wait to do that till the end of the segment to kind of do like a further explanation, a big fat surprise, and everything else. So for now, let's start with this segment. I welcome you guys to Manga Review Mondays. I need to probably insert an intro right about now. So basically, I'm pretty sure you guys should already know what this is. It's basically just me reviewing different types of manga. It's basically just me reviewing the manga, not the entire manga as a whole, but just I pick a manga that I want to read, or maybe I give you guys a vote on what you guys want me to read, and then I just kind of like talk about the chapters in live form instead of just talking about what I can remember, because my memory is that of a billy goat. And so we're just gonna jump right into it. So the manga I've been wanting to do for so long, and I'm so happy that I'm finally doing it, is this manga called Nambaka. Now Nambaka is a Japanese manga and an anime, and basically the story is pretty much about these four inmates who are friends who are assigned to the world's most formidable prison called Namba Prison. I think that is located in the middle of Japan. Also, I have shimijis. I don't know how to say the word correctly, but I also have like on my computer, I have these little like shimijis, I think that's what they're called. You know, the ones that you can get on your computer where they're like your favorite anime characters and they're just roaming on your computer. They're kind of on my computer, so you're gonna hear me make just random notes about that. And Aaron just duplicated himself for the 16th time today. Please stop, Aaron. But back to the whole entire plot. Basically, they are in this formidable prison called Namba Prison. I believe it's located in the middle of Japan, quote unquote. And pretty much it just follows their daily lives interacting with other inmates from the prison and other guards from the prison. Now, there is an actual like base plot. I think that's the right word. There is an actual like plot to this series, but besides the wacky shenanigans, there's the plot of like, why does Jugo have these particular shackles on him? And the more we go into the manga, the more you're really gonna I actually just ate some popcorn before I did this. But throughout the manga, you're gonna kind of see what I'm talking about, because it does follow Jugo. Jugo is technically the main character, so we're gonna kind of follow his story on, you know, his past, because he's kind of that mystery character that you don't really know that much about. But the entire series is amazing. I got into this series thanks to my friend Sophia, who also has a podcasting channel. Please go check her out. She was one of the few people that introduced me to Nambaka. Her boyfriend at the time, and a friend of ours at the time too. They were those three were the ones that introduced me to Nambaka. I watched the anime series. Sophia actually bought me, I think she bought me both of the anime series on DVD, and I started reading the manga. So this is probably one of my most favorite manga series ever, even though I see it more as a webcomic because it's colored. But we're gonna go ahead and do this live action reaction, and we're gonna go into it. So I have my computer out in the open, and we're going to go ahead and pretty much just we're gonna go ahead and read. So we're in chapter one, so kind of in the first panel. Also, by the way, the anime really does a good job of taking what happens in the manga and just copying it. It's the manga, the anime literally is like reading the manga. It's kind of the same thing. So we have our main character, Jugo, who's like, "Aw man, I'm bored," and he goes over to Hajime, and Hajime is the prison guard for the four main characters, Jugo, Uno, Rock, and Nico. Aaron, why did you fall across the screen? Why did you duplicate yourself again? Anyway, so Hajime is like, "Don't tell me you called me all the way out to building 13, cell 13, just to say that." Pretty much the first panel is kind of just, you know, our main characters bugging the prison guard, saying like, "Hey, are there," like, Uno is like, "Hey, are there any cute visitors?" Rock is, you know, just like, "Hey, is it time to eat?" And Nico, our adorable little boy, is saying like, "Is there, like, there's a limited edition box set of DVD anime. I need to see it." And Jugo's over here just telling Hajime, "I'm gonna break out soon, so can you just tell them to extend my sentence?" And Hajime's just going crazy, you know, like, to Uno, he's saying, "Do you have to ask me that every day?" With Rock, he's like, "You just ate." Nico, he's like, "Why would I even agree to that?" And Hajime is like, "You're gonna do that again? Just give me a massive break." That's kind of like the first panel. I will discuss who the characters are because it does discuss it. Who each character is. Grammar. I haven't done this in a while. And I get really nervous because of my voice. But the one thing I love about this manga is that it does talk about who each inmate and who each prison guard is. So for people who are like, "Who are these characters?" They will be explained. Don't worry. If it doesn't explain by the time we stop, I will explain them for you so it makes sense. Should have done that in the beginning, absolutely. But this is new to me still. I wrote 100 outlines on how I can do this and I never follow it. Aaron, get off of the screen. Stop crawling around. Move, Aaron. So the first one was prisoner times 4 plus guard times 1. The next one is called a request to Hajime-kun. And in this panel, it's basically just... Aaron, stop jumping around. It's basically just each of the boys are watching on this computer about another murder that they just arrested. And they're freaking out because they all of a sudden think like, "Oh no, they're going to get stuck with this murderer that they just arrested, and they're gonna put that person in their cell." And Hajime is like, "You really think we would make a murderer as your inmate? Like, come on, like, that's ridiculous." The next one is "I should be popular with women." It's really just Jugo sort of just like asking Uno like, "Hey, do you think when I get out of prison I'll be popular with ladies?" And Uno is just like, "Nah fam, you won't." This obviously pisses Jugo off, and like, "You reply too quickly. Like, why don't you think I can get a woman?" And Uno is just saying like, you have a terrible personality, you're bad with money, and you probably can't really get a job." Like Uno is just saying this all nonchalantly, like, yeah, these are facts. And then of course, Jugo was like, let's see, I have good qualities. He's like, "I don't have body hair and my nipples are pink." And Uno was just like, "Those are your good qualities? Like, those are the only things you have?" And also Uno was like, "You think girls would be lined up for those small little things? Like, are you serious?" And then Jugo gets his answer, "I also like men too." Which causes Uno to be like, "Hold on. Only a small fraction of girls will react to that. Don't make up crazy lies." Which, if you really think about it, today's society, there's a lot of girls out there who probably likes yaoi. So then, of course, we get the next panel or one shot, which is called Our Usual Day. And it's sort of just the entire crew just relaxing and reading manga or magazines or a book that they've been managing to find. And they kind of just talk about, you know, when they finally do get out of prison, you know, what do they plan on doing? Do they plan on, like, becoming a family? Like, they're kind of like a family in their own way. And, you know, this is where Hajime just kind of, like, gets curious and, like, on his round around his building. He's like, what are these idiots talking about? And, of course, you know, he notices that they're all just, like, super carefree. And that's kind of, like, the first chapter. The first chapter is really just a bunch of one-shots, basically, in little short stories. Like I said, the anime is amazing at doing this as well. So then now we have chapter 2, and this is where we kind of get our first character introduction. Inmate number 15, Jugo. He's a prison escape artist extraordinaire. His favorite color is none in particular. His trademark is black and white stripes. His eyes color changes at different angles. Some more information, he hates eye exams, his nationality is Japanese. We also get a little introduction to Uno, who is inmate number 11. He's good at poker, and his nationality is English. So, he's from Britain, y'all. Even though in the anime, he doesn't have a British voice. And that's something you're gonna kind of notice about. None of these characters actually have accents to some of their nationalities. It's just like, I'm British, but I sound like an American. So, please don't feel offended. And this is kind of just like, this is where like a big introduction happens. This is Namba Prison, the largest prison in Japan, enveloped in monstrous walls and priding itself on its state-of-the-art security system. And no one should be able to successfully escape from this prison. And then, of course, we have Jugo, who basically is, like, just walking around casually, like, I'm breaking out of prison, I'm breaking out of my cell and just walking around, which obviously pisses off Hajime. He's like, just, what are you doing, number 15, like, get back in your cell, which leads to another one shot of pretty much just Hajime telling Jugo, saying like, hey, I need to make a living too. You're kind of making my job a lot harder when you escape. I'm the one that's really going to be yelled at if you think that you're being the one yelled at the most. And Jugo just responds of like, this is coming from a guy who keeps covering this up from his boss. And Hajime just responds, shut it, I need to make a living too. And then we have Jugo's talent. Like I stated before, Jugo's talent is being an escape artist, and he's able to, like, solve things very quickly. So, in Jugo's talent, he gets tossed a Rubik's Cube, and he solves it instantly. He gets a wire puzzle, and he solves it very, very quickly. And so, like, Uno was just, like, super upset. Like, how in the world are you, how in the world are you finishing these so quickly? Which, oh, there you are, third Aaron. You're climbing all on the screen on the top. Why? Anyway, so, this causes Uno to get really super duper upset with Jugo, and he just gives him a whole bunch of other, like, hard solving puzzles, and Jugo was just like, I'm done, I'm finished, I'm solved. And Uno's like, oh my god. So then we have the next one shot, which is an announcement for Uno, which is pretty much just explaining that Uno gets a letter from, like, an ex-lover. But before he realizes an ex-lover, Jugo just says, like, it could be the thing where you have to send it to this, you have to send the same letter to 10 people within 3 days or you die of a curse. Like, Jugo was just trying to freak Uno out. But, like I said, Uno kind of just realized it's a a letter from his ex-girlfriend, and it basically just explains, like, yo, I got married, which completely shocks him. And in the letter, he's like, she says, like, my husband looks so much like you, I enclosed a picture for you, Catherine. He's like, aw, she's, after all this time, she still couldn't forget about me. And then he just says in this cute little monologue, I haven't seen her since I got locked up, but I guess she felt lonely without me. And he gets this really disgusting picture of, like, a chubby guy with the ponytail and the same hat, with somewhat the same hair color. He's just super triggered. But that was chapter 2. I want to say, like, it doesn't get more into the arcs until later on down the line. So the first few chapters, it, like I keep stating, it's nothing but one shots. So let's see, then we have chapter 3. So then we get some more character detail. We have inmate number 69, which is Rock. He loves donuts and he's an American. We have our cute African-American adorable boy, Namba, inmate number 25. His name is Nico. Japanimation rules. He's also an American. I don't know why I put African American underneath that. I guess it's just to kind of confirm that he is an actual African American. I don't know why I did that. It wasn't anything to be racist. I just want to say. So the next one shot we get is what number 25 wants to do. And Nico kind of just, like, walks up to Hajime and asks him, like, hey, are video games, like, really, really fun? And Hajime is just saying, like, you called me all the way out of nowhere just to ask that? And it kind of just has Hajime just tell, like, Nico, I don't really know about, like, the new games, but I know about, like, the old, like, RPG and racing games. So he doesn't really know about the new current consoles. And, you know, Nico is just like, I want to play them. I want to play video games. I want to play. 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 And Hajime is just like, you can't play. This is a prison. You can't play video game consoles in here. And then, of course, we have a single match with number 69, which is basically just Rock and Hajime sort of just, you know, having, like, just a fight. Actually, it's not even a fight. It's more like training, in a way. So it's more like training, and, you know, obviously Rock gets his butt kicked because Hajime has a black belt in judo. So then we get another one shot, which is a woman is here, and it turns out, actually, before I even spoil it, a woman is here kind of starts off with Jugo getting pushed in back into his cell with the rest of his friend, with his friends, and Hajime saying, you just don't quit, do you? I'm busy today, so behave. And this kind of leaves, like, Rock, Nico, and Uno to kind of just say, like, tease him, like, just under 8 minutes today, huh? Hajime is improving, you know. And Uno says, you know, you'll get caught in no time in broad daylight, how cocky. This causes Jugo to say, like, shut up. And Nico say, I thought you'd be able to evade him for 10 minutes. I lost the bet with Uno-kun again. Like, this, like, oh my god, Nico's a precious boy. But of course, this kind of just tells, like, what? No. Of course, Jugo is like, but while I was out, guess what I saw? Something extraordinary. Extraordinary? And he says, I saw, da-dun, a woman. He said, I was checking out the 13th visiting room and I saw her, and that was a woman, all right. And everybody is just like, a woman? Like, what? And so they're asking Jugo questions like, what do you mean a woman? Are you a woman? Are you serious? Of course I'm serious. What was she like? Younger? Older? Married? How should I know? But I think she's young. What was she wearing? Her hairstyle? I only had a glimpse, so I can't be sure, but I got a feeling she's cute. Man, I want to see her. This is kind of like just their dialogue at the moment. Of course, Rock is just like, if she's at 13, if she's in 13, there's a chance she's here to visit one of us, and he's just being a cute, blushy boy. And Uno, being his cocky self, is like, it's gotta be me. Like, I'm the only one who gets lady visitors. Like, I'm the only player around in this group. And of course, Jugo said, like, yeah, right, it's me. Uno just says, you're just a lifelong prisoner. There's no way you have a girl outside of, like, there's no way. And of course, this kind of just leads them all to kind of race to the visiting room in building 13. And Hajime is just like, what are you idiots doing here in the visiting room? But everybody ignores Hajime and is just like, a woman! Which leads to Jugo asking, like, why are you here, Hajime? Hajime's like, yo, that's my line. You're escaping again. Stop it. I thought you didn't have a girlfriend. Don't change the subject. But of course, this kind of just, let everyone think, like, Hajime having a girlfriend? That can't be. I don't really see it. Like, they're just like roasting Hajime without him, with like not even paying attention to his questions. And this is kind of their dynamic with this group, which is what I love, how the four characters are inmates: Nico, Rock, Jugo, and Uno. And their relationship with Hajime is just hilarious because it's not like a usual prison or prisoner slash guard relationship. It's more like a love-hate banter. Like, we're close friends to the point where we can kind of like roast each other, but I still kind of have to do my job type of deal. And I absolutely love it. Until they kind of learn that the chick that, they saw is actually Hajime's sibling. And they realize, like, Hajime is a big brother. And they're all just like, oh yeah, of course, like, we'll totally take care of him. Like, they're all blushy. And Hajime is just like, oh God, they don't know. And Jugo's like, why didn't you tell us you had a sister? And Hajime's like, it was because the girl that you saw was my little brother, Hitoshi Sugoru. Gosh, I can never say Hajime's last name right. Sugo. Oh gosh, I can never say his last name right. I can say everybody else's name right, but not his. But his name was Hito his is Hitoshi. And I'm pretty sure this is a massive spoiler, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Hajime's little brother, Hitoshi, is a cross-dresser. So yes, Hitoshi is a male, but he loves cosplaying as a female. I think that's awesome and that's epic. So now we're on to chapter 4, and we get a little character note about Hajime. Namba Prison, Building 13 Supervising Officer Hajime. I don't even know how to say his last name again. Sugoroku, I believe that's how he said his last name. I'm probably gonna have to watch the anime again in order to understand. AKA Hajime. His hobby is shogi. His nationality is Japanese. So then we get another one shot, which is just a cafeteria watchdog. And it's really just, this panel is really nothing but just Rock and Jugo. I'm not even really reading all of this stuff because like I said, I kind of read this already so many times. I really remember some of these panels based off of the anime and the manga itself. But basically, this one is just talking about, like, it's just about Rock and Jugo, how they're in the cafeteria. Rock is a food lover. He loves eating. He loves food, especially Namba prison food, because the apprentice chef Shiro was originally a prisoner for Namba prison. But yeah, he was originally a prisoner for Namba prison. But I believe that once he was released from jail, he officially came back so he can be like the old chef's apprentice. And that's a little bit on Shiro right there. But it starts off with like these two new rookies fighting, which leads Shiro to kind of like stop the fight. Rock compliments Shiro on the food and saying like, you did amazing. Shiro is like super happy for the compliment, which like leads Shiro to just slam a gigantic cake like down. And Jugo's like, he should have expressed it through words instead of like giving us more food. And then Rock is like, a cake, huh? He's in a good mood today. So that stewed dish must have been his work, so. And then, of course, we also have another panel, which is Nico's chronic illness series, which is pretty funny. A fun fact about Nico is that he gets random diseases, and they are super random. So, like, let me actually read this panel. So this is Nico. And this is Rock. Are you sick or something? Nah, just choked on saliva. I'm fine now. Take it easy, will ya? You have so many chronic diseases, and I don't want to catch them. Though, I have no clue what they are. That was Jugo. No, don't worry. My chronic illnesses won't harm you, even if you did catch them. Harmless disease? Then it's not a disease. What kind of chronic... That was Uno. I'm terrible at voices. What kind of chronic illnesses do you have anyway, Nico? I still don't know them all myself, but during this season... So then in the next panel, like, as soon as, like, Nico touches Jugo's shoulder, his hair just completely grows. And it can, and it's just continue on growing, and everyone is freaking out. Nico just says, I fall ill around this time of year. It's abnormal hair growth disease. That's a disease? Like, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And so... And it gets even more funnier, because this is kind of like Uno is just kind of like making fun of Jugo for having long hair, and then it turns out like it's super contagious. So as soon as like Jugo touches Nico, his hair starts growing. Hajime like comes in and he's like, "What are you guys doing? Like, shut up!" And that's when he just notices Jugo, Rock, and Uno look like these big... They look like the furry thing from the Addams Family. And the best part is that Rock has a weird mustache. And Hajime just stares at them. And he says, "This is Sigoroku, Supervising Officer of Building 13. I have detected unidentified creatures in Cell 13 requesting for backup for their capture." Oh man, I love this manga because of how funny and hilarious it is, and how it gives me this sense of vibe, like, this is even hilarious. I'm trying to figure out where exactly does it actually get to the end, because I feel like I'm doing a lot of one-shots, and I don't want to, like, do that for you guys, but at the same time, I kind of want to, so, hold on. Oh yeah, this probably goes on for a while. I think it stops at chapter 10. Oh, no, not really. That's chapter, wait. Yeah, that's chapter 10. Okay, I know this, I'm like really being silent. I'm super duper sorry. It's just like this series has like a lot of one shots, and I'm trying to figure out where does the one shot end and where I'm actually going to finish this series off right about now. So right now you're just hearing me ramble like endlessly and everything. Ah. Okay. Okay, that's 13. Chapter 13, cell 13. Okay, let me look at chapter 12, or at least 12.5. Let me see. Okay. Yep. Basically, it's chapter Basically, it is chapter 12. Okay, all right. Chapter 12. Wait, am I right? Because I'm gonna be right. All right, yeah, it is chapter 12. All right, okay. So we're already at 30 minutes into doing this. Suffer for me talking for a little bit longer. So let's go back to chapter 5. And okay, so we'll stop at chapter 12. Hopefully, my recording doesn't initially like stop randomly, or else I have to do like a second part to this, which I wouldn't mind doing. I just have to reposition myself. Oi, okay. So, Nambaka chapter 5. This is where we get introduced to a deputy. So a deputy appears. It kind of starts off with Jugo and Rock having this like who's the strongest type of fight. And then you get introduced to this new character who is trying to stop them, thinking that, you know, brawling is not allowed. And you kind of understand, like, my name is Yamato Godai. I am here today acting supervising instead of Officer Sugoroku. I'm going to butcher this man's name. I'm so sorry. And of course, like, Yamato's really loud. He's from Japan, but he's like super duper loud and really excited. He loves working out. Fun fact. So this kind of like just makes the rest of the prisoners like, where's Hajime? Like, where's Hajime-chan? And he's like, senpai is sick today, so he's resting. And Jugo just responds like, no wonder why it's so quiet today. Uno is just saying, it's no fun without his reactions. And he kind of just like so Yamato kind of just tells like the rest of the prisoners, like, listen, brawling is unacceptable, which means if you really want to get like test your strength and everything, let's go outside and work our butts off. And then while like you see Hajime in bed, you know, having Hitoshi kind of just like saying like, do you want some apple pieces, big brother? Like, Hajime is just in agony. I feel bad for Hajime. So then, in the next one shot, we have I Gotta Do It Myself, which we get introduced to Sitaru Tanabata, Building Guard 13. He's the lowest rank. He's kind of like freaking out because none of the prisoners really respect Sitaru. They kind of just see him as like this pretty boy weakling that they can pick on the most and everything. And Hajime is just like, they're basically just kids. You're supposed to be like a prison guard. They're supposed to be building 13, cell 13's prison guard. Like, you're supposed to be strong. And so Hajime just kind of just, you know, talks about how he can really handle them. So we're gonna start with Uno first. So this is all Hajime speaking, by the way. Hajime says, let's start with number 11, which is Uno. The one that talks a lot, yes. He really loves women, so anything related to them will grab his attention. So hand him a survey snipped from a woman's magazine or something. Next is number 69, which is Rock. His love of fighting is a problem, but that is nothing compared to his enormous appetite. Just hand him the menu for today and he'll sit quietly for a while. Next is inmate number 25, which is Nico. He listens well and is the easiest to handle. Just put on some anime. Also, if you give him some snacks, he won't move an inch. And last is number 15, which is Jugo. His hobby and special skill is jailbreaking. He will, without a doubt, escape. But in case that the other three aren't too enthused about escaping, he will lose 40% of his motivation, and then he'll be easy to catch even if he doesn't try anything. which causes Ataru to freak out. Like, my job sounds more like a daycare provider than the prison guard. And then days later, you kind of just learn that the prison guards are kind of just using Sitaru as an errand boy. Poor Sitaru. He doesn't really get, like, respected in this series. Except for the school OVA. I think he gets respected a little bit. But now we have another character we're getting introduced to. So this series loves to introduce a lot of characters that you're just like, wow. Okay, introducing the character super quickly. Some of the characters aren't really as important. It's just to add, like, here's some more shenanigans onto the story. So, of course, it's like, enter Tsukumo. Tsukumo, I believe that's his name. Sorry if I get this wrong. So, basically, it starts off with Rock kind of telling, like, hey guys, there's a rumor that there's gonna be there is going to be a newbie in their room, which causes them to be very skeptical, like, is what he's like, are they really serious, only to kind of, like, have this quote-unquote ninja introduce himself as a shinobi. He's like, it's a pleasure to meet you. I am called Tsukumo, inmate number 99. I will be joining you here in room 13. Thank you for your hospitality. This kind of leaves Rock, Nico, and Uno to freak out, like, he's gotta be a Japanese ninja. And Jigo's like, what is wrong with this dude? And so Rock, Nico, and Uno are kind of just circling around Tsukumo, like, oh my god, he's actually a ninja from Japan. And, you know, Tsukumo's like, yes, I am indeed a ninja. And Nijugo just has to ruin it, like, you idiots, there's no such thing as ninjas in Japan. Which, of course, makes Uno be like, and you call yourself a Japanese. And Jugo just kind of explains, like, you don't see those stereotypical ninja walking around nowadays, only in movies. And, of course, this kind of, like, has Tsukumo challenge Jugo to a ninja fight. Even though Tsukumo's not an actual ninja, it's really not. I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but he's really not an actual ninja. You kind of learn that the reason why he got into prison was because he was arrested as a suspicious person trespassing. But basically he's like, I'm gonna escape prison because I'm a shinobi. And that's when he kind of like, listen, I challenge you, Jugo. Are you afraid of something? This, like, pisses Jugo off. Like, listen, I ain't afraid of nothing, you ninja wannabe. So the next panel, it kind of just has, like, Tsukumo and Jugo just walking around casually. Well, Jugo's walking around casually. Tsukumo was really just being funny, like, acting like he's a ninja. He's, like, he's sneaking around like you see in the cartoons. Hajime kind of shows up and is, like, super pissed off, like, so what are you two up to, huh? And here's the thing, it kind of pisses Hajime and Jugo off that Tsukumo's taking this Japanese ninja thing too seriously, because they feel like he's disrespecting the Japanese. So they kind of just punch him after this really sad attempt of him trying to be invisible. And there's this joke. So it's Tsukumo and Hajime. And then he's like, don't say it, don't you dare say it. No one in our target demographic will get it. And in the sidelines it said, Hajime Tsukumo is a Japanese actor more popular among the previous generation. So I think it's a little nod off to an actual, like, person. Which is nod off to an actual person, so that's really cool. But pretty much in the rest of this chapter, it kind of just has Tsukumo make himself look more like an idiot. And really, it sort of just has him transfer over to, like, another cell. which was still 11. So that was chapter 6. Now we're on chapter 7. I know, guys, this is really getting long. Just bear with me. Chapter 7. So we have another character. Namba Prison, Building 13, Deputy Supervising Officer Yamato Godai, aka Yamato. Hobby is working out, and nationality is Japanese. So, of course, we have the next one-shot, which is Always Greet Your Boss, which has, like, Sitaru, Yamato. Yamato. And, of course, we have Hajime, who's like, ugh, you're early as usual. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Dumb zipper. And this kind of just... And it turns out that the boss... The warder is really just a cat. It's a guard cat called Ku, which kind of makes Sitaro really mad because he's kind of down. He's a rank below a cat. And here's the thing: the reason why this cat is technically, you know, here is because he follows, you know, Hajime around a lot. So he's like, I can't have any building, like, cat pets in my building, and I'm obviously keeping this secret from my supervisor. So he's going to be settled in building 13. He's our cat. So then we have another one shot. What are you doing, Aaron? Stop it. What are you... So protective. Jeez. Anyway. So, next up we have the next one shot, which is if you lose your cot, which is really just Uno and Jugo going into another prison or another cell, really, in the building, and they are kind of like gambling in their own way, which they get caught by Hajime, and they challenge Hajime, like, hey, you know what, we challenge you, here's a gamble, if we lose, we'll be good little boys for 3 days. And Hajime is like, for 1 week. And only learned that Hajime pretty much wins. And that's pretty much what chapter 7 is. We do get two other characters. So we have inmate number 11, Uno. His title is like a gambler. Favorite color is blue. Trademark is a very long braid. His eyes is a sky blue. And then we get number 69, Rock. Hungry hooligan. Favorite color is a royal purple. Trademark, a two-toned mohawk. And his eyes are gold. And that is chapter 7, my lovelies. Now we're getting into chapter 8. We have 4 more chapters to go, and then I'll completely end this, and we'll continue this next Monday. So then we have chapter 8. Namba Prison Cafeteria Worker Apprentice Chef Shiro, formerly inmate number 456. Hobby, menu planting. Nationality, he is French. Oh, back yet, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I really couldn't. I've been watching too many Hitalia videos, as well as the Amazing for this video. Currently training under the head chef, aka the old man. So of course, the one shop is called How to Enjoy Lunch. And basically, it's sort of just... In this one, it's kind of where Shiro cooks a lot of stuff. And everyone gets like these cute little flags. And... Nico is the only one that doesn't really have a flag. And, you know, he's complaining, like, I should have got fried rice too. But Jugo's like, the doctor said you have a weak stomach with something. You have a weak stomach. Stick to something that's easy to digest. You know, and basically speaking, like, Shiro just comes around and, you know, he gets like a flag. He gives Nico a flag. Like, here, take this flag. I heard what you were talking about. Which causes, like, Shiro to give everybody a flag. Shiro is, like, in this cute little, like, cartoon form, like, I'm just gonna stab this flag into this food because everyone deserves a flag. And then we have Everybody Loves Cats. This one shot is actually pretty easy to just really talk about. It's kind of just Rock, and it's really just about Rock, Uno, and Hajime. I'm trying to get all of these names. Okay, wait, the maximum recording time for segments is 60 minutes. Alright, I'm probably gonna have to do a part 2 of this as soon as possible. When it gets close to 60 minutes, then I will definitely go ahead and end this and do a part 2. But, pretty much in this segment of, you know, pretty much in this segment of Everybody Loves Cats, it's really about Rock, Uno, and Hajime. They're all playing a game until Rock kind of like tries to sneak away with Hajime's cats, and it tells like how Rock really loves cats and how he almost got ran over by a car with it. Well, he did get ran over by a car, but of course this is anime, so he survived. And it also kind of goes into the entire like thought process of Rock, of how much he really just loves animals, and he just has a weird thing of taking them. So next up, he takes like another like a chubby white cat, and they have no idea who the cat is until like Shiro comes back and takes the cat. So kitchen cat number 89, Haku, Shiro is secretly taking care of him, a bit of a foodie. And that is chapter 8. So now we're going into chapter 9. I'm gonna take this mic real quick and readjust it. Oh yeah, okay. I feel like that's a little bit more better. Alright, so chapter 9. Namba Prison, Building 13, guards Sitaru Tanabata, aka Sitaru. His hobby is sewing and his nationality is Japanese. The next one shot is We Can Work Too. This is where Hajime is kind of just telling the cell, is kind of telling Cell 13. If they're all together, I'm just gonna call them Cell 13. It's basically just telling Cell 13, like, it's time to work. You know, you guys kind of, Rock and Jugo, you guys are going to be making the dressers, and Uno and Nico, you guys are gonna be carving. Hajime just says, like, listen, I'm saying the furniture manufactured in this prison has high market quality place value. The engravings are a key feature of our woodworking process. So, of course, this is like, oh, okay, so that's what they're doing, and it fails. Nico makes, like, a wooden space robot while Uno makes a bunny girl doll. And, of course, this pisses Hajime off and hits both of them. Rock and Judy are like, we're done, so we're absolutely amazing. Only when Jugo was like, I forgot to mention, this door slides automatically too. What? That's way cool. And it hits like Hajime straight in the face. So basically, Jugo, Uno, and Nico gets scolded while Rock gets a cookie. He's like, I did good. I get a treat. Okay then, so the next one shot is That's Why You're Just a Kid, and it's really actually just Jugo and Hajime having a heart-to-heart. You know, Jugo was just questioning Hajime, like, why in the world are you sticking up to this and hiding everything? I was like, what's the point? You should just make everything my fault since I'm the only one, like, in... I'm the only one that's getting, like, you know, you in trouble. And Hajime doesn't really respond to this. He's like, stupid brat, you don't know anything about this job. Just be quiet and behave yourself. Which automatically just questions so much to Jugo. Like, Jugo's like, huh, what do you mean there's, like, more to this than that really meets the eye? And then we get introduced to a whole nother character. I'm actually gonna take a break, and I'm really gonna stop this right here right about now. So this is gonna be part one. This is like part one, and I'm gonna stop here. I feel like this is a good place to start. I was gonna actually pause at chapter 12, But I feel like we've been talking for 49 minutes, so I feel like that's more than enough in the segment that has to end at 60. So, I hope you guys pretty much enjoyed chapters 1 through 10, well, 1 through 9. We'll continue on with chapter 10 later down, but I hope you guys really do actually enjoy this version of Manga Monday. Hopefully this will be improving a long time. This was actually pretty fun. I know it was just a bunch of random one-shots, but I hope you guys just kind of enjoy me rambling on about this. Another thing I also want to mention, thank you guys so much for over 1,000 plays. I only have 4 of you guys listening and 4 of you guys as an estimated audience, but the fact that I have reached over 1,000 plays is automatically amazing on its own, and I'm really grateful for it. My entire goal of actually doing this podcast was really to get more people to kind of listen to me, kind of reach up to the top, and sort of be like this big fat all-night sensation, honestly. But the fact that I only have 4 of you guys listening to me, I appreciate it. The fact that I have over 1,000 people listening to a bunch of my randomness, it's amazing, and I couldn't have done it without any of you guys. So just thank you. I can't stress that enough. And you know, hopefully we'll continue to keep growing until we finally get to like 2,000. So I'm probably gonna put a link to my Instagram for any of you guys who probably wants to follow. You guys can definitely follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I don't really post a lot there, but maybe I will start posting just to kind of see what's gonna really happen. But thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoy. Oh, I almost forgot. I also want to majorly apologize for not really posting anything. I don't even think I'm going to be doing a part 2. But I want to say, like, thank you. I'm really sorry for not really posting anything. I did get out of my summer quarter of college, and I'm going to start going into my fall quarter, but my fall quarter doesn't start until the 21st of September. So I've been really taking this time to kind of just have some me time and just really not having to focus worrying about like classes and everything else. Everything's pretty much already done for me in the fall quarter, but that's why I haven't really been posting anything. And I was gonna come back yesterday, but I thought, no, I haven't done Manga Monday. I'm gonna actually sacrifice this Sunday to do Manga Monday, and well, here we are. But thank you guys so much for the support. I really do appreciate it. And I hope you guys just have a good the rest of the time, and I'm really, really happy that you guys are just listening to me ramble. Like, that's crazy. Like, I have 1,035 plays with my highest still being the miraculous episode. But just thank you guys so much. Just thank you guys so much. It really means a lot, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And have a good day. I love you guys. Bye. Have a blessed time.